Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Paramount Network gets a launch date. Gilmore Girls creators get an Amazon marriage. And our classic trivia question of the week comes at you with two prizes in play. And also ahead, why are you so TV unfriendly, Advertising Week 2017? Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in. Tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want, and find out how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Don't forget, you can get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in this half hour. Nice to have you with us on this Monday afternoon for the program All About Television, shorter edition than usual. 85 degrees at the top of the hour. We'll tell you why it's shorter in a little bit. And we want to let you know that we want to hear from you. What do you think about last night's debut of Star Trek Discovery, simulcast on both CBS and CBS All Access? Well, we'd love to hear, so you give us a call about that. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number's good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you're involved is our chat room, SimonApple041A. Our good friend Rick Webb from Philadelphia just got in the room. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. That's SimonApple04 by name, and the chat room is found at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Now, some news notes. Spike TV will turn into the Paramount Network January 18, 2018. The morphed hour will be 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with the opening attraction, a live lip-sync battle episode, celebrities doing that battle, to be named soon. Opening attraction number 2, the 6-part miniseries Waco, unveiling later in January. Current Spike Unscripted favorites Ink Master and Bar Rescue will join lip-sync battle on Paramount's lineup of first-run originals, which also include a lot of scripted material. The opening episode of Star Trek Discovery last night on CBS was viewed by 12.4 million people, and that's just on CBS alone. Good for second place in the time period. And that despite being delayed over a half hour because of late afternoon NFL football overruns. No word yet on how many people caught the debut via CBS All Access or watched episode 2, which All Access ran exclusively. The rest of the opening batch of episodes will appear one at a time every Sunday night just on CBS All Access, and the rest will appear sometime next year. The pair behind Gilmore Girls will continue associating with Amazon Studios for a multi-year future. Amy Sherman Palladino and Daniel Palladino, who revived their most notable broadcast year in miniseries form earlier this year, will develop more TV originals for Amazon, starting with 2 seasons minimum of period drama The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Rachel Brosnahan has the title role, and this project is anticipated to start next year. And before we went on the air, we learned that Freeform is giving One Horizon Television a pilot opportunity for a spinoff of Pretty Little Liars, featuring two of the PLL stars in a show called The Perfectionists. Again, this is just a pilot, but for all you PLL fans out there, you have reason to hope that that program in spinoff form may soon return. We will keep you posted. And that is news notes for today. Before we go further, we want to let you know that originally we were going to have with us live from London a wonderful duo by the name of Harry and Jack Williams. They're the people who several years ago developed a wonderful series called The Missing, which ran 2 seasons on Starz and along the way received several Emmy nominations. The director of that program was on our show 2 years ago during the first season. We had hoped to have Harry and Jack Williams on today. Unfortunately, we learned over the weekend they could not make it. We tried to see if they could rearrange and see if they could do today. Unfortunately, that didn't work, despite some wonderful effort by the folks at Sundance TV and their parent AMC networks. But we do want to let you know that you can watch Liar, which premieres starring the wonderful actress Joanne Fabric, co-star of Downton Abbey, and the award-winning, wonderful recipient of a BAFTA Cam Phelps Award, that's the Academy or Emmy Awards in England, Owen Grifo. You may remember him from being one of the Fantastic Four. Anyway, Liar premieres Wednesday, September 27th, that's this Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Sundance TV. And the early word is it's supposed to be very, very good, a very unique psychological thriller. Again, that's Liar, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Sundance TV. Remember, you can check out Sundance on most local cable and satellite systems. including one near you. And for more details about the program online, go to www.sundance.tv. That's www.sundance.tv. And again, we're sorry that Harry and Jack could not be with us today. And we do have a wonderful lineup for you to make up for the absence of Harry and Jack today. We got a wonderful 90-minute episode coming your way to wrap up September. We'll tell you about that shortly, plus our classic trivia question of the week, and a comment about Advertising Week 2017 going on as we speak here in New York. Why is it so TV unfriendly? And love to hear from you about Star Trek Discovery. So pick up the phone, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Get to all of that after some thoughts on the fine people at Audible.com. It is going to make a lot of money at the box office. That's the movie version of the popular Stephen King horror classic. And if you don't want to spend all that money, guess what? Through a wonderful subscription of Audible.com, you can get the audiobook version, came out a few weeks ago, narrated by former Wings star Stephen Weber. That's It by Stephen King, and you can get it through Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. Inspiration, too. Over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. You can get one free audiobook like it, a one-month trial of the service, and great customer service for the fine people at Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So hear for yourself why Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Pick a title, use the URL, and get going. Audibletrial.com/televised. It's a great deal for great audio listening. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week, and guess what? It also deals with it. And if you're first with the correct answer, we have two prizes for you. Both together. One from last week, The Siren Chronicles, Book 1 by Douglas Sloan, the former supervising producer, writer and director of many episodes of the Mighty Morphin and other Power Rangers series. And now we're offering the first three episodes on DVD of The Story of Us. That's the new series with Morgan Freeman, premiering next month on Nat Geo Channel, October 11th Pacific at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, plus bonus material, too. And a wonderful package as well with Mr. Freeman on the cover. And you can win that and The Siren Chronicles Book 1 if you know the answer to this question. Like I said, it deals with it. Because before there was the hit movie, there was a hit miniseries that, believe it or not, was on ABC almost 27 years ago, appeared in 1990. Here's the question. Who played Pennywise, that clown, on the TV miniseries version of It? Who played Pennywise, the clown, on the TV miniseries version of It back in 1990? If you know the answer, email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your mailing address. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win The Story of Us, first episode on DVD, plus bonus material with Morgan Freeman, and The Siren Chronicles, Book 1, by Douglas Sloan. Again, it's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We only accept email entries only. If you just missed the question, no problem. I'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter handle at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, you got to be in to win. So be in, and all the very best. And coming up Friday on Tomorrow We Televise, great 90-minute episode for you to wrap up the month. And starting up first, the former creator of Rookie Blue is back with a brand new series for ABC called 10 Days in the Valley. It's an episode and a collaboration with the wonderful former actress who won the Emmy for The Closer several years ago, Kyle Sedgwick. It is Taffy Cameron will join us as our opening guest Friday on Tomorrow We Televise. 10 Days in the Valley premieres early next month on ABC, and Taffy is not only the creator, she's also the executive producer, with Sedgwick also involved, not just acting, but as an executive producer role. Also, we'll showcase a new series that's premiering next Sunday night on BYU TV. It's a new science fiction drama, Extinct. It's based on the wonderful book Ender's Game, co-written by popular science fiction author Orson Scott Card. Aaron Johnson is not only the co-writer of that book, he's also the co-creator and the associate producer on Extinct, the TV series. He will be with us, along with producer Adam Abel and director Ryan Little. All three of them will join us also on Friday. And finally, and we just confirmed his attendance as well on the program, will be the executive producer of 50 Cent's new variety series, 50 Central, debuting this Wednesday night on BET, Colby Gaines. So we've got 10 Days in the Valley, Extinct, 50 Central. All the people behind those programs will all be with us Friday, 3 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern. That's noon to 1:30 Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to hear from you today. What do you think? If you saw Star Trek Discovery, we'd like to hear from you. Give us that ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04, my name, Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia in the room. I'm sure Rick is very happy as Philadelphia Eagles beat the Giants with an incredible 61-yard field goal. I heard the call, by the way, on Western One's coverage of Sunday football last night, and boy, were those Eagles commentators shocked on radio at what happened. It reminds me of the great 63-yard field goal that Tom Dempsey did. Remember him? New Orleans Saints, that incredible, I think, closing game of the season where Dempsey hits beyond belief that amazing field. I think it still stands as an NFL record. Unbelievable. You have to see it for yourself. It's an incredible, incredible play. So while we wait for some comments on Star Trek Discovery, let me offer you a comment about something that's happening right now as we speak. The next few months are very, very busy in terms of New York activity following the TV field. First of all, last week, things kicked off with the Independent Filmmaker Podcast Annual Film Week, which, as we mentioned on Friday, has become just as much a television week. Over the weekend, we had Urban World, and we also had the Tribeca Film Festival's first-ever TV festival. Congratulations to the organizers of that for making it happen. A lot of good shows were showcased, some YouTube things as well. And then this week, we have Diversity Week. Women in Cable is going on with their annual conference here in New York with Mary Marquis as we speak. Namek has theirs tomorrow. I'll be there for that. And also we have the annual New York Media Festival at the Museum of Jewish Heritage. And I'll be hopefully going Wednesday afternoon to the Future TV Forum. We've got some very interesting TV-oriented and digital-oriented panels in play. And some of our previous guests, by the way, over the last year will also be on hand. Looking forward to seeing that, including a panel about Alexa and its possible impact through smart TV sets and smart TV devices on people like you. And then from there, we've got New York Comic Con in October. We have NAB Show New York, the New York Television Festival, ITVF, the annual TV festival up in Manchester, Vermont, their new home. A lot of good stuff coming. But the big thing that is happening here in New York is Advertising Week. It is going on right now at a number of locations in the Times Square area, including the Liberty Theater, AMC Empire 25, all sorts of places. And for the up-until year, it's amazing that for an event with hundreds of panels and sessions and activities dealing with the ad industry, that there may be just one or two about television. I mean, think of it. With all things going on in TV, including the fact that 50% of the United States households have smart TV sets or smart devices like Roku and Chromecast and Apple TV, despite the fact we have a new television season just underway, despite the fact we have more people watching Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, despite the fact that we now have Alexa being built into smart sets and devices, despite the fact that Spanish language television is bigger than ever, so is television aimed at people of color, whether it's BET, TV One, Bounce TV for the African American community, Aspire, not to mention there are networks for Asian Americans, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing to think that Ad Week doesn't have much of a conscience when it comes to running television panels. And you would think they would. TV is still a major ad medium. Why is this sort of persona non grata situation, or medium non grata, take your pick, is happening? I'm going to be going Wednesday to one of the few maybe TV panels called Targeted.TV. It's going to have people from Turner, Viacom, Facebook, Sinclair, the biggest TV station group, and Samsung on the panel. And like I'm feeling, this may be one of the only television panels there the whole week, which runs from today to the end of day Thursday. What is with Ad Week? Why can't we have a panel on smart TV sets? Why can't we have a panel on Spanish language advertising, which continues to be a problem? For every Spanish language advertiser out there, there are still hundreds of advertisers who are not involved on the national level with Spanish language television. One would think, hey, it deserves attention by the ad community. Hey, smart TV sets deserves attention. Hey, ultra definition deserves attention. Maybe interactive programming deserves attention. Maybe this new season deserves attention. What's the pipeline with diversity on television? That deserves attention. And yet it's not getting any love whatsoever from Ad Week. And I would love to have somebody from Ad Week get on this program or maybe on another Blog Talk radio show and explain away why there seems to be this absence of Ad Week panels, of Ad Week events. It doesn't make sense. In fact, you could say, you could conclude that it is really a disservice to the very community of advertisers and agencies, and yes, we, the American public, that watch television. I mean, isn't Ad Week for the benefit of the advertiser community to weave their way through this incredible media scene. And I get the interest in mobile, and I get the interest in online and the internet, and I get the interest in digital, but TV is still an ad medium. And TV is embracing internet through smart TV sets and devices. Oh, and guess what? There's still this issue of big commercial breaks, maybe too long commercial breaks, or advertising doesn't impact or inspire. And that may be the reason why NFL ratings are down. And they, by the way, were down yesterday, too. In some cases, by much 15%, depending on the network you were watching the games on. And maybe just maybe that is because of too much advertising or too many big commercial breaks that run 4 or 5 minutes at a time or more. And what about, as I said, advertising aimed at ethnic populations, people of color? Or how do we advertise involving the gay, lesbian, transgender community and get them in the medium and the disabled community? Isn't it time that perhaps, maybe just maybe, the ad community is interested in learning how to deal with those issues? And when someone at Advertising Week in the know would say, hey, let's at least put one panel together during our week. Again, this is not a one-year phenomenon. By the way, welcome to Guest 725 in our chat. If you have a question or comment, if you want to talk about Star Trek Discovery or what I'm saying about Ad Week, give us that ring or put your thoughts in the chat room and we'll get to them. But again, wouldn't Ad Week serve its audience and through them us by scheduling panels about the topic? These are big topics. TV is still a big advertising medium. And I hope this is the last year in recent years that this happens, where, frankly, TV comes across as medium non grata, the medium without a country, if you will, at least in Adweek's thoughts. Adweek organizers, love to hear you. You're welcome to come on this program at any time, in any way, shape, or form, and explain what you're up to or what you're not up to. And if you're not able to put panels together on television and its future, put your organizing in the hands of people that can do the job. Simple. Not trying to make anybody wrong here. It's just that this is a big missing. And the more you keep the missing up, the more you are going to dissatisfy and disservice the very audience you want to reach and the very community that will benefit if you address these subjects with at least one panel per subject. So I'm asking. Oh, and one other thing, too. Adweek, by not doing a smart TV panel, becomes the latest organization or TV conference or conference that could tell cover television that is not addressing this subject. Once again, I know I'm sounding a broken record on this, but every TV conference, every consumer electronic conference must cover smart TV sets and devices because that's where the American people's heart and souls are going when it comes to TV watching. And contrary to popular thought, we're not talking over the top here. It's a misnomer. We're talking an alternative way to watch and use television, and it is getting more attention. And journalists and reporters and pundits must pay attention to this. Like Arthur Miller said in Death of a Salesman, attention must be paid, starting now. Every TV industry conference, every TV industry event, CES, consumer electronics events, things like Tech Week coming up next month, you must address smart TV sets and devices because the American public is addressing it, and I have a hunch they like what they are getting. And that's my thoughts. I'd love to hear what you have to say. If you have a thought, get on the horn right now. Just give us that ring, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Numbers get anywhere. Your catch goes country around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. Or get into our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We got about 10 minutes left in the show today, because we're going to end at the bottom of the hour. Guest 725 is in the room. Rick Rebel, our friends in Philadelphia. Again, I'm sure Rick is very, very happy along with the rest of the city about what happened with his team and our Giants yesterday. I know a lot of Giants fans are in a state of shock, even though it's early in the season. Yeah, I know it's 0-3, But maybe I've seen teams bounce back and get into the playoffs in worse situations. So Giants fans, be of good cheer, folks. Yeah, we're not done yet. But team, you got to make a move. They almost did, too. Wasn't that field goal, Giants would have won that game. But let's see what happens. So love to hear from you. And what do you think about Star Trek Discovery? The opening night, first episode was on CBS and CBS All Access, second one on All Access exclusively. By the way, the reviews so far have been mixed. But even if they're mixed, a lot of people like the new commander of Discovery, the first woman of color, by the way, to be in that role, and they like Michelle Yeoh's performance also. And I'm thrilled because I've been a big Michelle Yeoh fan for years. Loved her performance in Counting Tiger and Dragon. She's much more than just an action movie star, and hopefully Star Trek will prove that. If Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and its sequel, which Netflix did several years ago, did not, to those of you. Once again, coming up on our program on Friday, we'll have Kirstie Cameron, the creative executive producer of the brand-new ABC series starring Kira Sedgwick in her first role since The Closer, 10 Days in the Valley, produced by Skydance Television. Then, the folks from Extinct, the new BYU science fiction drama premiering this Sunday night in primetime, will have the co-creator and associate producer Aaron Johnson, producer Adam Abel, and director Ryan Little. And finally, just announced, Colby Gaines, the executive producer of 50 Cent's newest TV project, the variety series 50 Central, it premieres at 10:30 p.m. Wednesday night on BET. So all three of those shows, that's Extinct, 10 Days in the Valley, 50 Central, all with us. The people behind these shows, they will all be with us live. 3 Dimmies to New Pacific, 90 minutes to wrap up your month right here, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And for those of you who came in late, you were expecting Harry and Jack Williams from Liar. Unfortunately, they were not able to make it on the show today. Liar premieres Wednesday night at 10 Eastern Pacific Time on Sundance. And if you have Sundance in your area on cable and satellite, you can check it on. I believe they'll also run the episodes online. And if you want more details about that program, you can go to www.sundance.tv. That's www.sundance.tv. All right, so we need to hear from some people either in our chat room or on the phone. Love to hear what you thought about Star Trek Discovery. And again, you can use 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. One other thing about our classic trivia question of the week, we're trying to arrange a new prize for October. It's a new book called The Showrunner, and we hope to tie that prize in with an appearance by one of what we hope will be one of our guests in October. We've had, over the years, a lot of iconic people in television, everyone from Roman Lear to James Drury, the star of The Virginian, and we hope to have another exclusive interview of that nature coming up in October with an executive producer who was one of the hottest ones in the 1970s. He was the executive producer of Ironside, some of the Bold Ones on NBC, and a little thing called Chips that brought Eric Estrada lasting fame with Larry Wilcox. Did that for MGM. Cy Chermak is who I'm talking about. And a lot of people I know believe he's one of the very best executive producers in the game. He's still around, and he has a brand new book out called The Showrunner. And we hope to offer that book as a prize for a practice trivia question coming up in October. And we hope to have Cy on the show. Cy, by the way, had a medical treatment he had to have over the last couple weeks. He's resting comfortably. He's doing better. And, again, we hope to have him on the show next month. Excuse me. Along with having The Showrunner as a our prize for our Constitutive Question of the Week. Once again, if you missed the question, we will post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter hashtag. That's UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. Our prize right now will be The Story of Us. It's 3 episodes on DVD, the first 3 of the brand new series from National Geographic with Morgan Freeman. He did the show last year, The Story of God. And he's back with his new version called The Story of Us. Takes the unity in humanity. That's what he's out to find all over the world with his latest journey. Premieres Wednesday, October 11th, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific on Nat Geographic. Check your local where that network is available in the area on cable and satellite. More details, you can go to natgeo.tv.com. That's natgeotv.com. And we'll offer that, as I said, right now as our Classic Trivia Question Week prize, along with the Silent Chronicles Book 1 by Douglas Sloan of Power Rangers fame. Remember, SimonApple04 at yahoo.com. That's the way you got to go to make your entry in our Classic Trivia question happen. So once again, Coming up Friday, Hot Tomorrow with Soul Live, we will have Taxi Cameron from 10 Days in the Valley, creative executive of that show, if you know the name, which is Rookie Blue for several years on ABC, big summer hit. Also, we'll have from the new BYU TV series Extinct, premiering this Sunday night, co-creator and associate producer Aaron Johnson, producer Adam Abel, and director Ryan Little. And finally, Colby Gaines, executive producer with 50 Cent of the new 50 Cent variety series, 50 Central, happening this Wednesday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on BET. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, 24/7, you can check us out on podcast at iTunes.com, and if you have Apple TV, the Apple TV iTunes podcast app. Plus, you can catch other Blog Talk Radio shows the very same way. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you, or Apple TV online. Simple as that. We love hearing from you. You know, our show is more interactive and more exciting when you are involved. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Remember, enclose your name and where you're from. We love hearing from you. I do answer emails in 24 hours. That's how you get involved in our class 30 question of the week. Also involved in our regular feature show to know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? Well, if you let us know, we'll give it the attention and we'll give you the credit for it. Again, use the email, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, love hearing from you. Really appreciate it. Why? Because what you say matters. Oh, one more thing about that at the moment. Shout out to the folks at Funny You Share at the Bar and Alley Entertainment Show. Scott Stanton, the executive producer of the program, was on our program 2 weeks ago. Happy to tell you that the early reviews of the show are solid. I caught a couple of episodes last week on WLNY, Channel 55. It's on between 4 and 5 o'clock. Eastern time in the afternoon, and I might add, I really like John Kelly, the host. He is really, really good. He may be possibly an Emmy nominee next year for Best Game Show Host. But you should ask. It's around the country 5 days a week or 5 nights a week, depending on where you are. Produced by Barry Allen's Entertainment Studios. Some stations play at daytime, some play at early evening, some play at 11:30 at night. Check the local listings for where you can find Funny You Should Ask in your area. And you can also check it out on comedy.tv. It's Entertainment Studios 24/7 cable network running on cable and satellite systems all over the place. And for more details on the show, es.tv. That's www.es.tv. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants, not only those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Any show is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Steinberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this very enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow, we're told that it's brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. Just go to this URL and sign in for a free trial and a free audio book. It's www.audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow we televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and week. We'll catch you back here Friday to wrap up September, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, 90 Day Edition, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Whatever you have to do this week, please be safe and be great. And to all our Jewish listeners, keep cooking with your high holy days. Get ready for Yom Kippur on Friday night. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.